You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to No Borders Radio. I'm your host, Nasreen Sajjadi. I'm super excited to have you guys with me this morning. This is my first show. I'm taking over for Atifa John, who used to run our show called Avaz. It was a radio show that was dedicated to Afghan music, Afghan culture, and what was happening here to the Afghana during the resettlement of our new community members. So the show is going to have a similar format. We'll have some interviews, we'll have some music, but we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to start playing music from all over the globe. We're no borders, so we're going to share music from all across the communities that we are connected to. And we're going to start the show with some poetry. And so we are lucky enough to have Sagira with us today.
Welcome, Sagira.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to read a poem by Maryam Mitra, and it's translated from Persian by Sabrina Nouri and Samantha Castino. This poem is called Shadow. I chose this poem because I've been feeling really lonely lately, and this poem kind of acknowledged that and also kind of speaks to other things that I think are comforting. So I'll go ahead and recite Shadow. Shadow. Every morning, life spills across the floor of the room, like the shadow of a nameless woman in agony, lost at a dead end. I find myself standing each new day, shoulder to shoulder with sadness that permeates the walls, turns a key in my head, and plays havoc with the beat of time. At a midday deadlock, at the confluence of doubt and distance, face to face with myself, I gather up life from the brimming room, take it onto the streets, into the crowds, where every day, a small piece of it leaves me.
Wow. That is some Afghan depth right there, huh? Thank you, Sagira, for sharing that with us today. I'm so happy to have you on the show. And what is the song that you would like us to play today?
Yeah, so I just wanted to also acknowledge and thank you for having me, like, that this poem is from a collection that everyone should get a copy of, an anthology of Afghan women poets called Hair on Fire. And the song that I picked, I feel like pairs nicely with this poem, Shadow, as a continuation of like what to do when you're feeling this deep sadness. And I think turning to community is a part of that. And so I selected a poem by Bernice Johnson Reagan called Give Your Hands to Struggle. Bernice Johnson Reagan was an African-American freedom fighter and activist, poet, songwriter, composer. And so without further ado, give your hands to struggle.
If you see me stumble, don't stand back and look on. Give your hands to struggle.
Everybody, we're back, and we are back with a really special guest. We have Atifa John with us. Atifa used to run our radio station for Afghan Cultural Society at KFAI for I don't know how many years. Atifa, how many years was it? Two?
It was around 2 years, yep.
Wow. So she's our first interview, and we have her here because we're going to transition from her handing it off to me to run the show and represent our community and other communities, because we're going to start playing music from all over the world on this radio station, and I'm really excited about that. But anyway, welcome, Atifa. How are you?
First of all, salam alaikum, everybody. It's so nice to be back, and also so sad after this long time. I'm really happy to be part of this show, because like it was once a dream to get back on a radio show in America and talking to our Watandoro in this country and like hoping that they're listening to us. And now I'm happy that it's still going on, because I was kind of like concerned that, okay, because I had to go through some phases of my life that I couldn't continue this show. So I was like, I hope it can go on. And I'm so happy that Nasrin John accepted this responsibility with all other responsibilities, that go through it. And I wish you best of the luck. And I'm so happy to be first guest in the show. It's kind of like feeling different being the guest of the show that you were host once.
Yeah, you were definitely a boss host, and I definitely am not as organized as you were when you were interviewing us. But I loved being interviewed by you, and you are just so amazing, and the work you did on the show and in community, and the way you supported community, and all the work you were doing at Afghan Cultural Society was just so phenomenal. And like, every single one of the people that has come through that door and has served community has definitely changed the lives of many. And so we're so grateful that you were part of that story in these last 5 years of resettlement. And yeah, Okay, so I have a couple questions for you.
Sure.
One, what are you even doing right now? Why did you leave?
Okay, first of all, I didn't leave. I'm always part of Afghan culture. So if anybody has anything, you can just step into Afghan culture and ask those people that, can we talk to Atifa? And they can call me. So that's the first thing.
Perfect, perfect. Good to know.
Yeah. As always, Afghan culture is a home. So we never leave our home, even if we are not in that.
Totally.
And other than that, for most of the people, at least Afghans who know me, and I believe that all the Afghans in Minnesota know something about each other and about the community who lives here, I studied medical school back in Afghanistan, and by the day I stepped into the U.S., my plan was getting back on this track and get back to the hospital. So after while working in Afghan culture, do I have to say that was part of the best experience and the most lovely part of my life in the U.S., being with all these people who are Afghans. I still feel at home and learned a lot from UNISTRAIN, from everybody who was working there. And we experienced so many things together, which I think the best part was that we were together. That's why like all those experiences would sound easier to expect. But yeah, after all those things, I thought it would be a good time to kind of like step in something a bit more difficult and closer to what I had planned for. So I just changed the position and I am now working as a medical assistant in Fairview Hospital.
Nice. How are you liking it? Does it feel similar to Afghanistan style medical system?
Honestly, no. And I told it to literally everybody in a hospital that, first of all, you have no meaning for urgent care in your emergency rooms because it means that you have to be fast for those who need it urgently. But people are like waiting in urgent care more than anywhere else. And that's not fair for them because they are all in pain. And honestly, in Afghanistan, when people were stepping in like urgent care, we call it like Bakhsh Ajal. So somebody was just running to them and they would never stop or wait for anything. And the second thing that what I like here is that everything is well documented. So there is always a way to find some type of like record or like information about some patient who really needs those to be like introduced or described to the doctor, and that would be helpful. Like, it's really great that different specialties can put all this information together to help someone, which unfortunately in Afghanistan, if you were going to one doctor, you had to either bring a big box of like all these papers that I'm sure nobody would read them.
Totally.
Or either telling everything from the beginning that, oh, this is what happened and like all this stuff. So like, they're going kind of like side by side, each has their good thing and some pros and cons, but all the time I love it. I love clinic. And I enjoy it. So
yeah, totally. I could see it in you. And you were our healthcare navigator and you did so many brilliant things with the community. And soon this medical system is, or this new administration is about to cut services. They're about to cut insurance for a lot of people here in October, which I'm quite nervous about. And I am nervous for the person who has your phone number on your old phone, your old ACS phone, because I have a feeling they're going to get a lot of calls in need of support with this.
Yeah, especially, unfortunately, I have heard that they just stopped giving this medical insurance like Medicare and MNsure to people who are not having green cards. So it means that no asylees, no immigrants, no one else can receive this. And that's not fair because like these are the people who are in need of it. Like they cannot work, they don't know the language, and those Medicare and MNsure, those were the things that could be helpful for them, like in times that they were going to hospital if anything could happen to them. But stopping it from them, like that's a, I would say, a huge mistake to humanity.
It's like a violent move for sure. really violent. Yeah, I don't know what's to come, but I am grateful that there are people like you in the medical world that can advocate for people in need and have your expertise in the space. So thank you for that, Atifa John.
That's my pleasure. And I do always ask people to pray for me, because I think prayers are the most helpful thing at the moment. And I would try my best to one day become someone who is really helpful and someone who can do something for these people, because that's always been my biggest wish and biggest hope, to be a helpful hand, to take people's hand.
Yeah, I witnessed it, and you're quite amazing. So, okay, let's talk about something lighter than the medical system falling apart on all of us.
Sure.
I had one question, and it's a little bit on the spot, but I'm hoping that you can share what your most recent favorite song is, and so I can play it for these people once we hang up. And also, I want to know what you're going to wear to this wedding that we're going to in a month.
Oh, my God. Honestly, about the wedding, I still have no idea. I just looked some couple of dresses, but so you know me, it's a bit difficult to come up with just one specific thing. So I hope I can find what I really look for as soon as possible, especially with the shipping time that it would need. But yeah, honestly, I didn't decide on that one yet. But about the song, honestly, these days I just started listening to old songs, and somehow I mostly listen to Sarah Vaughan. I like his voice and the comfort and like the honesty that is in his voice without any acting, without any like trying to show up that I'm a singer. Like the way that this guy just sits like in a corner and like sings without thinking that anybody else is around. I love that.
Yeah.
Especially funny. I had a video of his son who just recreated one of the songs like in an interview. So yeah, that reminded me to listening to him more. And any of his song would be good. But the one which I believe is very famous about, I think, I forgot the point at just this moment. The lamb, yes? I think something like that.
Okay. We will find, if we can find it, we'll play it. If not, okay, we will find something else.
Yeah, sure. But if that's not, like, any Sarbon song would work for me.
Perfect. I'm really excited to see you at this wedding and to see us all dolled up. So one of the reasons I asked is because an Afghan wedding is full of, like, the most fanciest people. And if you're lucky enough to get invited to one of our weddings, you will see the way that we show up. And it is quite elegant, and everybody looks like...
You don't literally know everybody because they are coming with these new faces.
Yeah, everybody is dressed like it's like the Oscars or something. And it's just such
royal type of like gather. Mm-hmm. People are coming from different communities and you look, the princess from this country.
Yeah, and people get things made from back home and delivered, or they like... And they represent different communities and different styles, and they might go Western. Mm-hmm. It's always exciting to see how people style themselves, because Afghana love jewelry. And we love costume jewelry and gold jewelry and our native jewelries, like all the kinds of jewelries. And so I'm so excited to see how beautiful everybody is at this wedding. And it's going to be full of such lovely humans celebrating one of the most magical people of our lives that have entered our lives. And so I'm super excited for this. But anyways,
me too.
I took a bunch of your time today, I think, and I'm so grateful to have you be the first interview on the show and to be the person that you have handed off this responsibility to. I hope I do it justice, and I hope that we can continue sharing music from Afghanistan with Minneapolis and the Twin Cities. Do you want to say your goodbyes?
Once again, I would say I'm so happy that you decided to continue this show, and I would for sure listen to it every week. So be careful. But yeah, I really love this show, and I feel connected to our people, and it's good to still go with it. And if you're adding like other communities, that's even better, because we all are human at the end, and it's really beautiful when all these colors are sitting together.
Yeah.
And I'm really happy and thankful to you and all the people who help, all those who decided to be part of this show in any part of it, doing the like interviews or anything. It was a really great experience and really great time doing those shows, and I really enjoyed it. That was the part of me that was real me when I was talking behind those mics, and like I really enjoyed it. And I wish you best of luck with this show, and I encourage everybody to listen to it. And thank you again to everybody in the KFAI to still be our friends and still be with us with this show. And I just wish you and all the people, especially all of our Watandora, to live good, live safe, and try to get what they really deserve. And do you want me to, like, I really missed it, so I'm gonna say it.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys are listening KFAI 90.3, and please stay with us.
Lady. on KFAI is supported in part by Health Partners. Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical, prescription drugs and dental, plus many extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal. More information at healthpartners.com/oneplan.
Nabora lankundara Nabora lankunzitem Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Eh Nabora lankunzitem Nabora langawaldo Nabora la yigunbun Si ayote futa jalo Belle labade Si ayote bajarto Jandi labade Si ayote saraboido Fosan labada Nabora langkundara Nabora lang saraboido Nabora lankunzitel Nabora lang saraboido Nabora lang gawaldo Nabora lang tauya Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Kalumo kalumo
Nabora lang bayardo Thank you.
koi ye ter sabu ye koi bangu ge kamba disaben bangu guerga ye ter sabu ye koi Thank you.
I hope you guys are enjoying the chill vibes I chose for you this first Sunday in August. It's been an intense July with the weather and the extreme air quality and the way of the world and the targeting of many of our communities. And personally, I serve refugees, and it's been really, really a challenging 2025 or 2026. Wow, in particular, this month has been a hard one with all the changes that are happening for asylum seekers. I'm hoping that what Minneapolis does best is we come together and we support each other. And I hope that that continues as these communities continue to be targeted. And I guess we just need to keep holding each other and hoping that music helps remind us all that we are all human, and we all find joy and beauty in similar ways. And I'm gonna leave you guys with a few more songs to help calm your nerves, and we'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me on No Borders Global Sound on KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis.
Let me know.